Agatha from Winter Springs writes, "Hi, Scott. Where can I buy foie gras from Duck or Goose in Orlando?"
Foie gras is difficult to find because a little background on it for people who don't know what it is. It's the fattened liver of ducks or geese. And it happens naturally in nature. Before the birds migrate, they generally gorge themselves for the long trip, of course, and that causes the liver to get very large. Foie gras means fat liver. People discovered that the big livers were pretty tasty, and so they devised a method to make them eat more. And it involves placing a feeding tube down the gullet and putting in grain. People think it's cruel and inhumane, and it's actually been banned in the state of California. I know that Walt Disney World restaurants will not serve foie gras because it has this this controversial. You can still get it. Maybe at the meat house in Winter Park, if you call ahead and ask them if they can order it for you, or call the Winter Park Fish Company, which is actually a restaurant, but they're owned by Gary's Seafood. And Gary Seafood can order it for you, and it can be purchased then through the Winter Park Fish Company.
What do you think about the controversy?
It gets into a whole discussion of just what compassionate carnivorism would be. And yes, we should be humane, but it's a topic that we probably won't be able to satisfy in our short segment.
Next, Peter of Winter Park asks, "Scott, is there any place in Greater Central Florida that serves Scandinavian cuisine? The restaurant at Norway at Epcot is the only one I know of, but I'm always looking."
Yeah, it's not a big cuisine, but there are a couple of other options. There's the restaurant at IKEA.
Really?
Down by Mall at Millennia. And there's a food truck that's called Swede Dish.
And right. What do they have? I mean, I know they have Swedish food, but
I'm guessing meatballs. I'm not sure what else they're going to have, but you can probably find Swedish on Twitter or Facebook and see where they're going to be and follow that truck. I always thought maybe, you know, they would have one of those little yellow triangles in their window that says smorgasbord.
Very nice. And I'm guessing you can also find their menu online as well. Thank you, Scott. Next, Zach in Orlando writes, "A friend of mine said you didn't think anyone was barrel aging cocktails in Orlando. I have been barrel aging cocktails at Prato for over a year and have 4 barrels going at a time."
Very good. Well, this is from a few weeks ago when we talked about the beverage trends for 2013.
That's right.
And I said that I wasn't aware of anyone doing this. It was like one of the number one trends. So I'm glad to hear from Zach. And I've also since learned that Rusty Spoon has barrels going down there. And I'm not sure. I'd like to know what the cocktails are. The concept is that they mix a batch of cocktails, say like a Manhattan, and then they put that batch into a barrel, a small barrel that you can sit on a counter. And they keep that going and aging, and it gets the qualities, just like a wine wood that's being barrel-aged. It gets some qualities from the wood, and then they then make it available to their customers. And the hope is that it's not so long that the bartender has tasted everything that's in the barrel, and there's nothing left to sell.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.